Of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle with...
Cool. Sorry. Oh,
who are you,
Ron? I couldn't hear myself. Sorry.
I couldn't hear you.
Was on or not. This is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Relationship Talk Show here at KCNR. And we also have with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hey there.
Evening,
good to see you again, you girls. Let's see. Our number here, 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you and have you share your thoughts with us about our topic. Our site here is KCNR1460.com, the live green button if you want to listen to us live. And you can also, if you don't want to talk on the phone, you can message or text L at this number.
707-499-8999.
And or you can message us on Facebook at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. And Tyler, we'd like to hear about you, from you about our sponsor.
Oh, you mean K&S Staffing Solutions, the source of your workforce with offices in Redding, California, as well as across the country in Indiana, Nevada, and Florida. They are the source for your workforce, meaning that they will match your skill set with the proper employer, and they will match employers with the proper employee. K&S Staffing Solutions, is phone number is 530-605-4517. Go see them tomorrow on Bocelli Lane, and they are the source for your workforce. Thank you for sponsoring this program.
All right, thank you, Tyler, and thank you, K&S.
Oh, amazing sponsor. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so tonight we have something special going on, and Elle will explain that.
We do have something special tonight. We have an amazing guest who has become an social media sensation with his expertise on relationships and definitely has a take that he is unashamed to take a stand on regarding relationships and what makes those work. His name is Jake Maddock. Comes to us all the way from Australia. Jake, are you there?
I am, Elle. Thanks for having me, my friend.
Thank you so much for joining us. What a treat and what an honor to have you. And I just want to tell you that I've been following you for a couple of years, and I've actually used some of your wisdom on our show, inserted it into our discussions on relationships. And you have a special take that that is unique for what you do for couples, and that is creating a 10 out of 10 relationship. So can you tell us more about that?
Oh, there's so much. There's so much creating a 10 out of 10. There's so much building attraction, masculine feminine energy, effectively communicating, hitting the foundations. Doing the foundations of the 10 out of 10 is a great way to maintain a 10 out of 10 long term, which a lot of people don't do, which makes a huge difference.
So when you talk about building a 10 out of 10, I mean, I've watched so many of your videos, probably watched them all. You talk about everybody can achieve a 10 out of 10 relationship, and that's really what we're all wanting. So you're offering people a sense of hope. And what is it that makes it so that you believe so many people have the potential for achieving a 10 out of 10?
I think everyone can achieve a 10 out of 10. I've taken people who come to me with severe depression, anxiety, and have terrible history, bad mindset. We turn it all around, fix up the mindset, fix up their lifestyle, make sure they're in a good situation. Everyone can achieve a 10 out of 10. We just got to get them ready for a 10 out of 10 first. When I get someone ready, then they can achieve a 10 out of 10 pretty easily.
And I have had the joy of following you and your beautiful bride through some of your videotapes, and you really do walk the talk from everything they posted, and your beautiful wife, Tori. I'm hoping that we will have an opportunity to have her on the show in the future as well, or maybe have you guys together. Now, getting to the 10 out of 10, you really talk a lot about, which is something we promote on the show here, you talk a lot about the importance, and maybe this is the foundation of a 10 out of 10, you talk about the masculine and feminine energy. And I would really like you to talk about that.
Oh, of course. So basically, in a nutshell, masculine energy is four traits that I want men to embody, which are leadership, ambition, decisiveness, and protection. Feminine energy, in a nutshell, is four traits as well, being nurturing, caring, supportive, and joyous. Now, we just need to embrace those the best you can. They support each other really well. They work together really well. And it also works really well for building attraction. And it just makes life more enjoyable as well, I find.
So how is it that people get confused around these concepts of masculine and feminine energy?
Yeah. So the opposite of masculine energy and the opposite of feminine energy is fear. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the higher the fears are, the less confidence someone has and the harder it is to be in that natural energy. So if a man's particularly fearful, he won't have the confidence to be a good leader or be protective or be ambitious or decisive. He's too fearful. He's too nervous. He lacks confidence. It's the same with women and their feminine energy. So if she's particularly fearful, she'll be too nervous, too insecure, too lacking of confidence to be joyous or nurturing or supportive. And just be, it just shakes the very mindset. So a lot of it starts with mindset, getting rid of the fears and building up your sense of confidence so you can confidently step into those positive traits.
So you really go into what I would call almost a boot camp of getting people in this kind of mindset and training them and really wrapping up around them how to begin to live in the masculine and feminine energy so that they can really enter into this concept of a 10 out of 10 relationship. And tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, 100%. Well, there's two main things I do for everybody, two goals I work on. It's helping someone become a 10 out of 10 within themselves and achieve a 10 out of 10 with their ideal partner. So I help people with the confidence, self-esteem, self-worth, get rid of the overthinking, the self-sabotaging, the fears, the insecurities, just make sure they're going really well, and then help them find their ideal partner. So probably, I'd probably say about 70-80% of the people I coach come to me single. I build their online dating profile for them. I set them up, get them on lots of high-value dates. We only do high-value dates, no low-value dates. And then teach them a lot about how to just do relationships properly, such as how to talk to a guy so he actually understands.
Okay.
And so then from there, they achieve a 10 out of 10.
You brought up, and this is one of the points, again, having the advantage of seeing so many of your videos, you talk about talking to a man in a way that a woman, talking for a woman to talk to a man in a way that a man can understand her. And, I was wondering if you could talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. So there's a lot of mistakes women make when communicating. Unfortunately, a lot of women think they're fantastic communicators. But the only measure of how good you are at communicating is how well your message is interpreted. That's it. So if you're talking to someone and they're not listening to you, you're not a very good communicator, are you? So the measure of how good you are at communicating is how well the listener hears what you're saying. Okay? So there's a few things to effective communication. One of the first rules that I want everyone to try to remember is, how do you want that person to feel when you finish talking?
Mm.
How do you want them to feel when you finish talking? Mm-hmm. If a guy feels the way you want him to feel, fantastic. Say you want him to buy you some flowers or something, take you on a date or whatever it is. If you say it in the right way, he will hear you and he'll want to do it. He'll be motivated to do that thing that you want him to do. And that's why you've got to communicate out of your feminine energy.
Okay, so for those of us listening that are not clear about what that would look like, can you give us some examples of what that would mean for a woman? Yeah.
Yep. So what I always teach is my three phases to the feminine sentence. So basically you'd say something like, I would love if you took me on a date this weekend, that would make me feel so special. So three parts. I would love if you bought me flowers, that would make me feel so amazing. So you're doing the preamble, I would love if, and whatever you want, and then the conclusion, it would make me feel so happy. Guys want to make you happy. Guys want to see you see you be happy and feel good. They want to help you. They want to make you feel happy. They want to succeed. Okay? What you're doing is doing an indirect hint and saying a sentence in an indirect way, in a positive way, So it makes him feel like he did the thing that you wanted in his own way to make you happy, but you also loved it.
So you're saying that she's, it to be in her feminine energy, she's going to be saying it in an indirect way? Or that's the problem that we have, is we say it in an indirect way. Because I always say women talk in hints and men don't understand hints.
Yeah, it's got to be the right sort of hint. So here's an example of the wrong sort of hint. Say you really want some flowers. You say to a guy, I would love if you got me something special. That would make me feel nice. It's too indirect. It's too vague. So you want to be indirect but specific. Okay? I would love if you bought me a bouquet of daisies. That would make me feel so special. It's very direct, mm-hmm. but it's also, it's not direct, so you're not saying, hey, buy me daisies. I would love it if you bought me daisies, that would make me feel so special. So it's still a hint, but you're being specific with the hint.
So it's different than saying, which is a mistake we might make a lot, which is, you never buy me flowers.
Oh, that's the worst way to do it. So that's not joyous or feminine or nurturing. That's being criticizing, and that's forgetting the first rule. If you say to a guy, you never take me out, you don't listen to me, you don't take me on dates, you don't buy me flowers, he's going to go, geez, nothing's going to make this girl happy. She's such a pain in the ass. He's not going to want to do those things you ask.
And so he's just going to, you know, in that case, what's his response going to be? Is he going to pull back? Is he going to feel like...
He'll pull back, yep, or he'll do it begrudgingly. But either way, basically everyone loses when we started off with negativity.
So, and I agree with that, because nobody crawls out from underneath criticism to do better, I don't feel. But what you're saying, and actually what I'm going to do, we're going to take a break right now, and then we'll get back to this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Good evening, and welcome back to the Ask L Show. This is L.
Show, and we would like we have our co-host with the most here, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hello, Lenny again. That was a great break.
Yeah.
Now, our phone number, by the way, folks, is 530-605-4567. We'd like to have you call in and share your thoughts with us about our subject about men and or female and male
feminine
energy, feminine energy,
yeah.
With our special guest. Our the site here is kcnr1460.com. The live green button if you want to listen to us live. You can also text L if you want at
707-499-8999.
And Tyler, would you like to tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. K&S Staffing Solutions is the source of your workforce with offices in Reading and across the nation in Nevada, Florida, and Indiana. Currently in Reading, they have job offerings including bookkeeper, medical assistant, billing specialist, warehouse production, coding specialist, restoration cleanup, general labor, and much, much more. Give them a call tomorrow at 530-605-4517, or you can visit them online at kss4jobs.com. And thank you, K&S Staffing Solutions, for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Tyler.
Yeah. Thank you, Tyler, and thank you for sponsoring us, K&S Staffing Solutions. And we are here tonight with our very special guest and social media sensation specializing in relationships, Jake Maddock. And if you haven't had a chance to look at his material, it's worth taking a look at on Instagram, on TikTok. I've been following his stuff for a couple of years. I've even used his stuff on the show here. And Jake, are you still with us?
I'm with you.
Awesome. Thank you. Jake, I'm just fascinated with your whole take on the feminine and masculine, because I haven't run across someone that is promoting relationship, having a good relationship, that really hits this as hard as you do. And I love your take on it. I love hearing from you about it. Before the break, we were talking about how a woman can communicate to a man in a way that he's able to hear it by being in her feminine energy. And I know our listeners, you know, we usually get so much feedback after the show when we are able to paint a picture for our listeners and what they can do to improve their relationship. And I wanted to know if you could just continue to help us understand, like, a way that a woman can approach a man so that he can hear her and that he understands her. And then in the end, what she's able to do is she's really able to get what she wants without it being gamey.
Okay. So there's a lot in that. So another good thing that women can do to make sure they're heard is use physical touch. If you're physically touching a guy, the chance of listening goes up dramatically, and how long he's listening for goes up dramatically as well.
Okay, when you say use physical touch, I'm assuming that there's a special kind of physical touch. In other words, I mean, are you talking about reaching over and touching him on the kneecap, or are you talking about PDA?
Any sort of physical touch is pretty good, as long as it's pleasant in nature.
I'm sorry, what was that last thing you said, as long as it's what?
Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
don't overthink the physical touch. Guys love physical touch. If you're physically touching him while you're talking, he will listen more.
So reach out, touch him, touch his hand.
Yeah.
Lenny's giving me motions over here. She's giving visuals, stroking the arm, touching the hand on the shoulder. Okay, so now, if there's a way for a woman to show up for a man in a way that he can receive her and hear her and she can communicate to him, there's got to be a way for a man to show up for a woman so that it's having the same effect on her.
Yeah. So masculine, any sort of communication, you want to try to be in your energy as much as you can. So masculine communication would be decisive. Masculine guy's not going to go, oh, I'm not really sure what I want to do, or he's not going to be a flip-flopper, okay? He'll be decisive. He'll be all over it. He'll be a good leader as well, okay? He'll be emotionally mature, okay? So he won't be up and down emotionally like a yo-yo. He'll be just really mastering his emotions. He'll be very solid.
So he's going to be decisive. He's going to be a good leader, and part of being a good leader is that decisiveness. And then you said solid.
It's really important and attractive.
Well, I agree with you. As a woman, I agree with you. Those are very attractive qualities. And when you say solid, what, how would you describe solid? I mean, a lot of us women, you know, the whole concept of feminine and masculinity has been just blurred and watered down. And we don't even know what to look for and how to recognize it. We just know how we feel. So, how would a woman recognize this in a man? Say she's on a dating site. What would she be looking for?
So he'll be a good communicator. He won't be hot and cold. He'll be very consistent. Okay? That's one of the traits of a guy who's solid. He'll be consistent. He's got that energy which he won't let you down. He's not flashy. He's solid. Okay? On a dating site, you'll be talking to him. You'll be a good communicator. And after a few days, he'll say, "Hey, Elle, I love talking to you. Can I take you on a date this Friday?" And you'll say, "Sure, you can pick me up at 7. And then he'll come pick you up, open the car door for you, take you on a nice, lovely evening. It'll be a nice date. And hopefully he did a good enough job that you want to kiss him.
So he's just got that decisive quality about him. I want to take you out. He's letting the girl 100%. Know. Yeah.
Yep, 100%. He's full in. He's doing the courtship properly. The dictionary meaning of the word courtship is a man courting a woman to raise romantic feelings. So it's not a woman courting a man. It's not 50-50. It's a man courting a woman. He's taking you out to raise your romantic feelings.
Okay, I love that. So it's not 50-50. It's not the woman courting the man. It's the man courting a woman. And again, when you're doing online dating, what are some rules or some ways that a woman can recognize or even begin to train herself? Because I think women nowadays are trained to, oh, am I supposed to pay for the date? Am I supposed to ask him out? What happens when a woman does that?
Yeah. So if you're on a date and you're a woman and the check comes, just sit back, smile, look at him and smile. Don't go for it. Don't offer anything. Just sit and smile and relax. That's all you need to do.
So sitting back and smiling, one, lets him know you're happy, and then, two, allows him to take charge in the moment.
100%. It gives him the opportunity. A lot of girls, they want a guy to be masculine, but they don't give him the chance. They're so what I would call hyper-independent that they're so fast to take charge that the guy is bewildered. It's so fast that he goes, "Geez, I didn't even get a chance to open the door. She ran. She ran for the door. I wanted to open it. Didn't even have a chance." So you got to give him. You got to have that opening there so he can. It gives him a chance to be masculine.
Okay. So what happens then if she does take the lead? What's going to happen to the man? Like, if a woman sees somebody online and she likes him, and then she wants to get his attention and wants to have him consider her for a date, how should she go about getting his attention without looking like she's in masculine energy?
So just flirting, good conversation, building rapport. So you can still talk normally, just don't ask the guy on the date, he has to ask you. But you can do a heavy hint. You can then ask a backwards question. You can say stuff like, "John, I love talking to you, when are you going to ask me on a date?" Or you could say, "You know, if you ask me on a date, I'd probably say yes." Stuff like that.
Okay, so she can, that's kind of taking the first move, but it's doing it in a way that is disarming.
That's right. So it's like the sunflower and the bee.
Okay.
The bee's, the sunflower is shining bright, so the bee lands on it, but the bee's actually doing the action.
So how would you know? Okay, so I'm thinking about the scenario you just said, and that is, "Hey, I really like you. When are you going to ask me out for a date?" So then I'm thinking, well, what if he says yes because, as a guy, he doesn't want to hurt my feelings, he doesn't want to let me down, he doesn't want to be unkind, and so what if he says yes, and then how do you know?
Well, how many guys care about your feelings, buddy? Come on.
All of them? I mean, don't guys care about women's feelings?
It's pretty funny.
Okay, so explain it to me.
A guy on a dating app doesn't care about your feelings at all. Not even a little bit. He doesn't even know you. Why would he care about your feelings?
He doesn't?
It's a funny thought, Elle. I like it. I needed a laugh today.
Okay, so when you're on a dating app as a woman and you're talking to a guy and you say something like you just suggested, hey, when are you going to ask me out for a date? He's not going to be overthinking it and thinking, oh, I don't want to hurt this woman's feelings. He's either going to go, okay, let's go out Friday night, or he's going to go, you know, I'm busy, I got to work.
Yeah, so have the assumption that every guy wants to see you because he wants to kiss you, he wants to touch you, he wants to be in your presence. Okay. Guys are very physical type creatures, as we all know. So guys want to see girls in person ASAP. So if you say to a guy, hey, I love you, took me on a date, he says, oh, amazing. I'd love to take you on a date tomorrow. Can I pick you up? And he's like, yeah, this is amazing. This is great. Now I don't have to try to guess and try to keep building rapport till she eventually says yes. She's already said she wants to go on a date. Are you going to take her on a date? It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's like you're making it easy for him to succeed.
Okay, that makes sense. So he knows he's got a win right there. I'm not going to get rejected. This is a win.
100%. It's taking the chance of rejection out of it, so then it doesn't. So there's no risk.
Okay, I like that. So, moving forward with the masculine and feminine energy, what are some other things that a person, like, what would you recommend a person looks for in themselves to help create more masculine and feminine energy for themselves? I mean, this can be a little confusing for people. Like, okay, how do I just suddenly be feminine?
Course.
What does that look like?
Yeah. So there's a few things you can do. I find affirmations help, like telling yourself the right words. If you wake up every day and look in the mirror and say, man, I'm such a loser, it's going to be pretty hard. Okay, so you've got to tell yourself the right words. Give yourself some good affirmations. Work on the way you dress, okay?
That's a big one.
Put effort into the way, yeah. So if you don't put any effort into the way you dress and you walk around town in a pair of pajamas and stuff like that and you look like a slob, it's going to be hard to really shine bright. So make sure you dress well. Make sure you're looking good. Do your makeup and your hair and all that sort of jazz. Surround yourself with the right people, okay? So choose very diligently and intentionally who's in your life. If there's anyone who's making your life harder to live or hindering your success in any way, to live them brutally, okay? And make sure your environment is good, all right? So if your environment, if where you live is a complete mess, that's bad. Make sure it's very, very nice and clean and spotless and organized and decluttered and you feel really good in your space.
So when you say that, like, make sure your space is really good, because that's a little bit unexpected for you to say that. When your space is really good, you're saying that affects your energy, as whether being masculine or feminine. I agree with that. If I can't impact my environment, if I have do not have the ability to impact my environment for the good, it affects me. It affects how I show up.
Oh, yeah. Yep, 100%. Human beings are kind of like sponges. If we put a human being in a bad environment for a long enough time period, they're going to feel... It's going to drain them. They're
going to
feel bad.
Well, I'm going to pause right here. Thank you so much for what you've shared. We're going to take a break and come back in a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Okay.
Had a cutie, I could turn and tell my wife. Fate that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye. A girlie I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly had a cutie, I could turn and tell my wife. Fate that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little eye.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show, here with you tonight. Also is our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Hi there. Welcome back. Our number here is 530-605-4567. I'd like to hear from you, share your thoughts with us about our subject here we're talking about with our special guest, Jake Maddock from Australia. I love the Australian accent. Our link here is kcnr1460.com. And if you'd like, you can also text L at this number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message us on Facebook to Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or Ron Lim. And Tyler, would you like to tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. K&S Staffing Solutions is the source for your workforce. This is with offices in California, Indiana, Nevada, and Florida. The office here in Redding is on Bocelli Lane. Currently, they have job openings, including experienced bookkeeper, administrative assistant, ranch manager, ranch hand, general laborers, restoration cleanup, coding specialist, and many more. Give K&S Staffing Solutions a call tomorrow morning, 530-605-4517. And thank you, K&S Staffing Solutions, for sponsoring this program.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Tyler and K&S Staffing Solutions, sponsoring our show. And tonight we have with us a very special guest all the way from Australia, and he is a relationship coach extraordinaire, has an incredible following on social media, Jake Maddock. You there?
That's me.
Yes. So, Jake, I really appreciate what you bring to the world of dating because it's, you know, I would think that maybe in times past it wasn't considered untypical, but you bring a new twist to it and make no apologies for your hard-hitting approach to masculine and feminine energy and what it takes to create a 10 out of 10 relationship. And so a lot of our audience, a lot of our listeners, Jake, are in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And one of your videos that I watched, you talked about it, you're not too old to have a 10 out of 10 relationship. And so, you know, I would love to hear more about that. How do you help people at any age get to a 10 out of 10 relationship?
Yeah, so there's not really much difference. So I coach each people on 25, 35, 45, 55, 65. Believe it or not, there's not really any difference. I helped a lovely woman who was 65, built a profile on Tinder, got on some high-value dates, and she's been in a high-value 10 out of 10 relationship for over 2 years now. There's not really any difference to the recipe.
What is the recipe?
The only difference is... So work on your mindset, and then I build their profile, get them lots of high-value dates, and then just make sure they're doing relationships properly, good communication, managing expectations, building attraction, embracing masculine and feminine energy, stuff like that.
So you really just take people by the hand and walk them through this whole process, because I'm imagining that for a lot of people, it's super uncomfortable to shift their lens on what it, how it, you know, how to show up in the dating world these days.
Yep, 100%. A lot of people do the exact opposite of what I teach, and they get really frustrated they haven't achieved anything. And they definitely will not achieve a 10 out of 10 because they're not even close to doing it the right way. Unfortunately, achieving a 10 out of 10 is something that it's pretty rare. Not many people will achieve it unless you do it correctly. If you don't embrace masculine and feminine energy properly, you will definitely not achieve a 10 out of 10. It's impossible.
I don't know if that's good news or bad news. But it's work, and there's work. If you want that 10 out of 10 relationship, basically what you're saying is it's work. There's a formula. You can learn the formula, yes. And you can have that excellent relationship. And I love that you teach people how to do that, because it's one thing to read the books and get that knowledge in your head, but then to be walked through the process of what does change look like.
Yeah, it's a good question. I guess it depends on how much change one person needs. But change, it does take time. That's true. It does take time. Usually takes a couple of months of coaching to get someone to properly embrace their masculine or feminine energy. But then as soon as that's done, everything else is very easy.
Interesting. So the lion's share is learning the masculine and feminine energy, and then what I'm getting out of what you're saying is once you're stepping into that natural, it's a natural way of being that we've somehow abandoned. And once you step into that natural way of being as a man and as a woman, things are just going to fall into place.
Yeah, 100%. 100% makes a very big difference. It makes you what I would call lovable.
Interesting. Wow, that one got me. So it makes you lovable. And isn't that something that we all, most of us feel like, oh, we just, maybe we don't feel lovable?
Yeah, 100%. If you're a real grouchy, negative Nancy, well, no one's going to like you, are they?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're upbeat and you're positive and you've got a sunny disposition and you're just an all-round, just a lovely, awesome person, then you're very lovable.
And those qualities that you're talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Pretty basic sort of thing. Not overly complicated. It's just you just gotta do it.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when a woman, you did a video that I loved, and it talked about what happens when a woman's not in her feminine energy and what that looks like. I actually watched that video a couple years ago, and I've shared it here, the concept of it, and when she's not in her feminine energy, something about being fearful.
Yes. Yeah. So fear is the opposite of feminine energy. So
interesting.
If a woman's very fearful, that means she won't trust anybody. She's afraid to nurture any behavior. She's not willing to put herself forward and support anybody. So she's very fearful and she becomes hyper independent. So she'll say stuff like, I don't need anyone. I don't need a man. And she's very hyper-independent, very negative, just unhappy state to be in.
Mm-hmm.
But she also feels safe in that state because she's not part of anything. So she's just in her own comfort zone, which is also fear holding you in a comfort zone. Hey?
And then for a man, if he you said it a little bit earlier, but if he's not in his natural masculine energy, how does that show up?
He's fearful. So if you think about the exact opposite, so, you know, a guy who's not very masculine, he'll be, you know, 30 years old, living at home with his parents, playing Xbox in the basement all day, no goals, no ambitions. He's just a complete loner, no life, just an all-round loser, basically.
And so is somebody that's like that maybe not even aware that they're not living in their true energy? I mean, have you been able to take people that are in that mindset and turn them around?
Yeah, 100%. So it's not necessarily their fault. They just haven't learned it. They just don't know anything about masculine and feminine energy. No one's showed in them. They don't learn it at school, obviously. So they just, it's just a lack of knowledge, really. I think a woman want to be masculine. Women want to be in their feminine energy. They just
True.
They just need a bit of guidance on how to embrace it.
True. Because when you bring that up, with women, when I bring up the topic of wanting a man to be a provider and protector, you see a shift in them. You can just see the shift in their body language and in their overall countenance. Like it's almost like, yes, I wish I had that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a confusing thought for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I help as many people as I can step into their masculine and feminine energy, but a lot of people, it's a very strange concept. But when you think about it, it probably shouldn't be, right?
You know, that's a tough question to answer because things have gotten so convoluted and blurry. And so for me, I was raised in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And everything got turned upside down and turned around, and there was such almost a violent shift in between my parents' generation and then the generation that I was growing up in, where the song, I Can Bring Home the Bacon, Fry It Up in a Pan, Never Let You Forget You're a Man. And so she was expected to almost be all of the energies. And so,
yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's a crazy thought.
So I am curious, how did you fall into this whole dynamic of learning masculine feminine energy to the point where you're now coaching people all over the world to the tune of thousands and making a huge difference in people's lives?
Yeah, so I had no idea about relationships. My parents never embraced masculine feminine energy very well. No idea what I was doing. My 20s was terrible, very unlucky in relationships, just total idiot, no idea what I was doing. And I thought, okay, come on, I want this area of my life to go well. I want a proper relationship. I want a romantic relationship. Why is this so damn difficult, right? So I started learning how to do it, learning all the ins and outs, studying lots of different things, and then it just, all the puzzle pieces fell into place and exactly how to do a 10 out of 10 properly, how to achieve a 10 out of 10 properly, what's really needed. And put into practice, and it works. And then I achieved a 10 out of 10 very easily using what I teach.
Mm.
And now I started helping a few other people, and then before you know it, thousands. And we'll put it this way, everyone I coach achieves a 10 out of 10 within 12 months. That's how effective the recipe is.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yep.
You have
Even
something
people are
very unique.
Absolutely hopeless.
Wow. So people that feel absolutely hopeless, have a miserable track record of dating, can't seem to figure it out, just what am I doing wrong? I can't do anything right. There must be something wrong with me. Everybody that you've talked to, or most people that you've talked to, have come from a state of discouragement and hopelessness, and you have been able to take their situation and turn it around.
Yeah, 100%.
That's amazing.
100%.
Not many people
Everyone
can make
can
that claim.
It. Yeah, yeah. Everyone can do it. It just, and to be honest, it doesn't even take much time. A lot of people think it takes a long time. You can achieve a lot in a year if you do it the right way.
And so do you then, are you, when people reach out to you and they get this coaching with you, single men, single women, and what about people that are already in relationships? Do you work with couples that have been together a while and just are flailing in their relationship?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I coach a lot of couples. They like come to me and they're arguing a lot. I show them how to embrace masculine and feminine energy, how to communicate effectively, and how to do all the fundamentals correctly, and then the relationships are 10 out of 10. It's actually pretty easy, especially when you do the fundamentals. I even coached a couple who was on Dr. Phil, and he couldn't help them, and I got them to a 10 out of 10 within about 3 months.
That's incredible. And I'm not surprised. Having watched your stuff and having followed you for so long, listening to your podcast as well as Tori's, I am not surprised by that. It's quite a phenomena that what you've landed on and what you're able to do for people. We're going to stop right now and take a quick break, and then we'll come back in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Reading. When was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show. We also have with us our lovely, of course, Coco Lenny Matthews, our co-host.
Did you forget
our co-host.
You
sorry about that.
Jeez. My co-hosts are being very quiet tonight. Jake, they're very interested in what you
we're
have
listening.
To say.
We're listening. Yes. Our number here is 530-605-4567. For our listeners, if you want to call in, share your thoughts with us, you can also text Elle at this number.
707-499-8999.
And you can also listen to us at, you can also message us, sorry, on Facebook. Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, Ron Lim. And you can go to our link, kcnr1460.com. Tyler, would you like to tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. K&S Staffing Solutions is the source of your workforce with offices in Redding, California right here and also across the country in Nevada, Florida, and Indiana. Currently in Redding, they have job listings including bookkeeper, billing specialist, warehouse production, coding specialist, and much more. K&S Staffing Solutions is the source of your workforce, and you can reach them tomorrow at 530-605-4517, or you can find them online at kss4jobs.com. And thank you very much, K&S Staffing Solutions, for sponsoring the Ask Elle program.
Okay, we're going to launch back into our segment tonight with Jake Maddock, all the way from Australia. Has an incredible following on social media and just has done a phenomenal job helping couples, helping singles reach a 10 out of 10 relationship. And while I'm mentioning that, Jake, I noticed that you have come out with a book. And I remember trying to get into your live shows and asking you, when are you going to write a book? When are you going to write a book? I don't think you ever saw them because you have so many people in your lives, but you wrote a book.
I have. I've actually written a few books. My last book just came out maybe a month ago, How to Achieve a 10 out of 10 Relationship.
So how can people access the books that you wrote? I want to buy every one of them.
So probably the easiest way is just to look me up on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or wherever. Just type in Jake Maddock. You'll see, and then just click the link under my name, and then it'll come up. You can get the hard copy book or the audio book. Both are great. It's just if you want to, you're an audio book, you want to listen to my voice for hours on end, that's okay. Or you could get the hard copy book, that's good too.
Oh, you do your own work. Yeah. You do your work. Yeah. Awesome. I love when authors do their own work.
I was going to get someone else, but then everyone said, no, we want to hear your voice. I said, okay, no worries.
Well, you have a great voice. There's no reason why. I mean, there isn't going to be somebody that's going to do a better job, honestly. And so people can reach out to Jake Maddock on Instagram, on TikTok, Facebook. Just Google it. You'll find his website, and you'll find the material that he has written. And so I'm going to go away a little bit from the masculine and feminine, because we're really kind of getting the idea of how important that is, and that once individuals learn how to step into their natural energy, they're going to be more comfortable with themselves, more at peace, more happy, and therefore more attractive. So you say some pretty hard-hitting things on your TikTok shorts. And so I am things that have to do with relationships. And one of so I'm just going to go through here and pull out some of the topics that you go over. And one of the things about relationships that I love is you talk about an open phone policy. You don't have a successful relationship. Say more about that.
Yeah, so I teach just a 100% open phone policy. I don't even have a password on my phone. People are obsessed with their privacy, which is complete rubbish. Look, you're in a relationship. You shouldn't have anything to hide from your partner. Like, fair enough what you do in the bathroom. That's gross. No one wants to see that. But other than that, be transparent with what's happening.
I love that. So part of having a 10 out of 10 relationship, or once you're there, open policy. No hiding. No passwords. Set your phone on the counter. Each other has the right to have access to each other's information, which creates a lot of peace and a lot of trust.
Oh, you shouldn't have anything to hide. Like, everyone's out here acting like they're CIA spies or something. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay. So I love that point, and I think a lot of people need to hear that. Another one of your short videos talks about in relationships reassuring insecurities. So say more about that.
Yeah, it really depends what it is, but giving your partner reassurance, giving the relationship reassurance, giving yourself reassurance, it's really speaking life into the relationship, and it makes everything improve. So you've got to be pretty heavy on reassurance. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to build attraction, trust, the foundation of a 10 out of 10.
So when you're talking about reassuring somebody's insecurities, because, you know, the rhetoric out there is people aren't supposed to be showing their insecurities. Insecurities are unattractive. Insecurities are going to push the other person away. And you're saying that that's not true, and let's reassure each other's insecurities. So can you give an example of what that might look like?
Yeah, for sure. So regardless, like, naturally we're going to try to hide our insecurities at the start, but eventually your insecurity is going to come out, whether you think you're fat or maybe you're insecure about money or whatever it is. Your job as someone's partner is to reframe that into some sort of positive encouragement, okay? So, for example, you're in a relationship with somebody, the guy says, oh, I'm not doing too well financially, I'm not very proud of myself, what I've achieved. Say, look, it's okay. Like, what are you going to achieve? What are you going to achieve next month? What's the goal? I bet you if you work really hard, you can achieve it. What's your goal now? And you give that encouragement, you give that reassurance.
Love it. So there's one more thing I want to bring up, because we're getting close to the end of the show. But I love this point that you brought up, and it was kind of something new for me to hear. But you said, do not be a shoulder for your man to cry on.
Definitely not. Huge mistake.
Talk about that.
Yeah, so your job as a woman is to make a man more successful, to make him stronger, to make his life better. Okay? When you give him a shoulder to cry on, it takes him out of his masculine energy and makes him weaker. Cheerleaders don't stand on the edge of the football field and go, oh, it's okay, you tried your best, it's okay. No, they go, they cheer, they encourage. That's feminine energy.
Love it. Well, I wish we had another hour to sit and chat about all the amazing stuff that you cover in your social media outlets.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.